Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice Already in Progress?
One thing I want to mention to you, even before I understood the power of Psalms 91, I still, at that time, I understood the power of prayer. But I didn't really understand throwing Psalms 91 in there with it. So when I was the regional manager down here at DFW Airport for several years, all of the men that worked for me all over the country, but I had a whole bunch of them right here, but I had them in all, because I was in charge of half of the United States for them. And I prayed over my men every day. Every day. I prayed the prayer of protection over those men. I would try to get the three of the best leads that I had in my office in the morning, because I couldn't get everybody, but I could get the three leads. And for a long time, we prayed over the radio so the other guys could all hear what was being said. So I would pray protection. And finally, one day from corporate headquarters, you know how the corporate's got people that sit around and run numbers? They came upon me and my division, and they found out that the division I was over, as a rule, those divisions had the most number of people injured every year and anybody else in the plant. But when they checked me and my team, there was less injuries than any other. They had never had a time in history where so many men had no injuries. That worked with an organization that was so detrimental into their health. So corporate came to see me. They called me and they wanted to know how you do this. I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you have no injuries. I mean, just you had one or two little bitty minor things, but nothing of any significance. How do you do that? I said, well, guys, it's really simple, I guess. I said, every morning, I get the guys in here, or at least the leads, and I pray over all of the men for their protection. They said, you pray? You don't go through some kind of long, surely you've gotten some kind of a plan that you put together over all the years, you know, that everybody's adhering to a certain plan to make this work. I said, no. I just asked God to protect my men every day. No accident, no injuries. Make everything run smooth. I said, I would be happy to pray for the whole company if y'all want me to. They said, but we can't have you do that. But they said, you know, you have got to stop praying over the radio. I said, why? They said, because we might offend somebody. Now, see, we had all kinds of people working down there. It was all kinds of men. In fact, one of the men that worked for me was a Vietnamese. I mean, he did, all of them worked for me, but I was just the boss. They were working for these leads. I tried and tried this Vietnamese guy. He was a great big old guy. You didn't see many Vietnamese big as he was, but he was a pretty good sized guy. Since I come from Vietnam myself in the war, I went and fought in the war in Vietnam. This guy, he married a Vietnamese girl. And so I tried and tried to get him to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Now I just don't believe. I just don't believe. You know, I don't need God. Don't need, you know, I'm okay. I'm a Buddhist. I'm okay. I said, but Buddha does not answer prayer. He said, well, what makes you think your God does? I said, I know he does. Because I pray, he answers my prayer. So anyway, I said, anytime I need anything, I go to the Lord and he answers my prayer. Well, him and his wife, he come in one day and said, I've got to have some extra days off. I said, what for? He said, my wife had twins and they're both sick and she's sick and she can't take care of the children. And so, and said, I have got to take time off. I said, do you have money saved up for this? He says, no. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me show you what to do. He said, what do you mean? I said, first of all, you kept telling me you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, right? He said, no, I'm not a believer. I said, but I am. And he's my father, my brother, my help, my Holy Spirit. He answers prayer. So I said, I'm going to show you beyond a shadow of a doubt my God is God. I said, now I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to heal your two babies and to heal your wife. And when you get home this afternoon, those babies are going to be perfect. There ain't going to be a thing wrong with them. Your wife's milk's going to be good, and your wife is going to be healed, and she's going to be walking around the house saying, honey, what happened? Do you know your God that well? Amen. Well, if you don't, you need to know him that well, right? Yes. Did he say, you are my ambassador?
Yes.
Mike, did the Lord say, you're my ambassador, and you speak for me?
Yes, sir.
Is that what he said? Then don't we think it's time we start believing him?
Yes, sir.
I know you believe that. That's why I picked you out. I know you believe that. But there's a lot of other people in here that believe that too. So I prayed for that boy. I mean, I prayed right there. I raised my hands right there in my office with glass. Everybody can see. I'm not trying to hide Jesus. I prayed. He said, I've never heard anybody pray like that. I said, go home, son. Your wife is healed. I guarantee it. Does God like it, Mary, when we guarantee his word?
Yes.
He loves it.
Yes.
There's one of my daughters that really believed me. And he will kick his iced tea off of his stool to get up to answer your prayer. When you come to him in faith, won't he, Miss Jackie?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he loves to answer your prayer. So anyway, that young boy went home. He took a couple of days off. And then he came back and he walked in my office and said, Mr. Scrivener, I need to make this Jesus Lord of my life. I said, and what did he do for you, son? He said, when I got home, my wife was like nothing had ever happened. She was totally healed. She said, the babies were not crying. They were totally at peace. And my wife asked me, honey, what happened? He said, my boss prayed for y'all and me. And so he said, we're gonna just ride this out for 2 or 3 days and see what happens.
Oh.
I mean, you know, but after all, you know, I mean, you got to give them a break.
Yeah.
I mean, did God give us a break?
Yes,
yes, he gave us time. So he waited a couple of days, and they still well. His babies are still well, and he's still, I mean, everybody's well. His wife's feeling good, and nobody's crying or screaming. And she said she can easily take care of those children now that they're no real problem. So he said, I can come back to work. I said, okay. And so I led him to Jesus, and he came back to work. And that man, now, you know, all you got to do is believe that this God that we serve is real. He loves to answer your prayer. Now then, I'm going to show you, when we talk about hearing God's voice, I'm going to show you today the very first time God spoke to me. I'm going to show you exactly what he did and how he did it. Now then, I want you to know that this God that showed me what I'm fixing to show you has spoken to me audibly over 50 times in my life. I've not just heard his voice once or twice. I mean, I told a lady this last week. She said, you've heard God's voice audible? I said, let me tell you the first 4 times it took 8 years for that to happen. I showed her and told her the first 4 experiences I had with God, and it just blew her through the roof. And she said, that's available to me, isn't it? I said, yes, ma'am, it sure is. He doesn't love you or me anymore. He loves us all the same. But I said, you haven't been to a place where you want him to talk to you. And I said, I'm going to show you what God did to me. And I'm going to take the very first time. I mean, I was a Southern Baptist deacon, a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. I mean, I went to church every time the door was open. I loved God. I knew God was real. But had I ever heard his audible voice? No. Did I ever expect to hear his audible voice? No. Why did I not believe? Because nobody ever told me. Maybe there was nobody in the Baptist church. Now, I find that hard to believe, because some of you have been in the Baptist church, and there's a multitude of you held up your hand a while ago when I said, how many of you have heard God's audible voice, right?
Yes, sir.
And so you've heard it. Well, I had never heard it, never expected to hear it, didn't think it was going to work. I did not know how to make God real in nobody's life. So anyway, I was a student of His Word. I loved God's Word. I had been asked, I remember, when the church administrator over Lakeland Baptist Church came up to me one Sunday and he said, "Thurman, I've been praying for a couple Sunday school teacher and your name keeps coming up." I said, "You mean, are you trying to tell me you think God is trying to tell you that he wants me to be a Sunday school teacher?" He said, "Well, that's kind of what I'm getting." I said, "Well, I thought you told me that this God we serve don't make any mistakes." But I said, "Obviously, He's made a few good ones." Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? We all have been there. He ain't no way He could use me to do this. So anyway, he said, "Well, you go home and pray about it for a couple of weeks." I thought, okay. So I went home and I prayed every day, "Lord, I don't think it's possible for you to use me for a Sunday school teacher, but if you can, if you think it's possible, then I'm available." But boy, I didn't have much faith in myself, did I? No, not at all. So anyway, I'm studying the Word, learning how to teach, and I remember one Sunday, some of y'all will really get a big kick out of this. One Sunday I had taught, of course I'd study hours to teach a 45-minute Sunday school class on Sunday morning. Well, as I'd study all those hours and get everything together and ready, one Sunday the guy said, "You know, I've read ahead and I understand we're going to be talking about Paul next week." And I said, "Okay." He said, "Can you give me a little bit of overview about who Paul is?" I looked at my watch right quick and I said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, but we're out of time." And I said, "We'll have to just have to do that next week." Well, he said, "Okay." So when a lady came up to me and she says, "Boy," I said, you had enough time to tell him about an overview of Paul." I said, "You don't have if you don't know who Paul is." Now then, I'm the Sunday school teacher and I don't know who Paul is, the greatest apostle on earth, and I don't know who he is. So you know how much knowledge I have about God's Word, right? Very little. And so that's why I did so much study trying to learn how to teach God's Word.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Have You Heard God's Audible Voice?" or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.